Tasha Cobbs, come help us sing this song of worship. God, we give you glory.
We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory, oh God.
You're the object of my worship.
We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory, oh God.
In response to your goodness.
We give you glory.
Come on, lift your hands, woman of God. Lift your
hands.
No one has to
make. Come on, pour your healing on the woman of God right now, Jesus.
We do it freely.
We give you glory.
We give you glory, oh God.
I need my prayer warriors in agreement.
We lift it up.
He's here.
Hallelujah, oh God.
You fought for me.
For you have fought for me. Defeated death for me. The weight of sin you carry. For me, your never ending love, what you gave for us is far more greater than anything. We give you glory, yeah.
Come on, worship us. All over the room. Lift your hands.
We worship you.
Hey, Lord.
We worship you.
Hey, Lord.
Thank you.
You,
come on,
Jesus.
Bless his name, bless his name, bless his name. I need everybody just to reach your spiritual hand towards Evangelist Virginia this evening. She's walking in her healing. She's walking in her testimony. But we want to give strength, Lord. We want to sow in. We want to undergird, Lord. We want to stand in the gap for her this evening as you release your Holy Spirit. Lord, we don't mind waiting tonight. Lord, we don't mind allowing your Spirit to move tonight, because a miracle is standing right before us today, ready to shout and ready to profess your word right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I need you guys, don't hang up on this call. I need to play this one more worship song to allow the woman of God to be ready to go forward as we stand in the gap for her. You don't know the story, but you're going to know the outcome after this song right here. I don't mind waiting. Come on, tell him today. I don't mind waiting.
You know,
any worshipers here today,
sometimes
it don't always look like it's supposed to look.
Where you may look to the left or the right.
Oh, don't look to the left.
And you can't find any answers, and you can't find anybody to help you.
Then don't look to the
but
right.
I'm reminded of the word that says,
oh,
they that wait upon
the Lord,
he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary.
They shall
walk and not faint. Come on. You got to learn how to wait.
I don't mind waiting.
Come on, sing that with us tonight.
I don't mind
waiting.
I don't mind waiting. On you, Lord.
I know you're coming after a while. So I don't even mind. No.
We want to receive you tonight, Jesus.
You're
God. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, have your way, woman of God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, man of God. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Shelly Caesar, for that beautiful song. I don't mind waiting. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. I feel the presence of God. Hey, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. No, I don't mind waiting. Because he said, they that wait upon the Lord, hallelujah, Jesus, shall renew thy strength. They shall mount up on wings as an eagle, hallelujah, Jesus. They shall run and not get weary. Hey, Jesus. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40 chapter say, they that wait upon the Lord. Hey, Jesus. They that wait upon the Lord. He'll renew your strength. They that wait upon the Lord. That's what Shelley was saying. She don't mind waiting. And I don't mind waiting on the Lord, hey, Jesus, because he'll renew my strength as an eagle. And he'll satisfy my mouth with good things. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name. Come on, somebody. He said, they that wait upon the Lord. That's Isaiah 40 chapter, I believe. They that wait upon the Lord. He said, renew your strength. Psalm said, I renew your strength like the eagle. And I satisfy your mouth with good things. God has renewed my youth like the eagle. And satisfied my mouth with good things. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And he said, he'll give me beautiful ashes. Thank you, Jesus. I don't mind waiting. Come on, Shelly. I love it. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. No, he said, I'll mount up on wings of an eagle. And y'all know, I'm going to tell you, an eagle is a great big bird with big wings. And he carries his young ones under his wings and flies right through the storm. And that's what Jesus do to us. He does to us. He nourishes us. He carries us under his wings. And he'll fly us right through or take us right through whatever we're going through. I know whom I am. Hey, somebody. And I know who I serve. Y'all know the devil, when he try to bring attack upon me, I come back with the word of God. Come back with the word of God. Matthew 8 and 17 said, himself, Jesus bore my sickness on the cross, that if I be dead to sin, I might live unto righteousness. He bore my sickness and disease on the cross. Jesus carried my disease. He carried my sickness on the cross. He carried on himself. I don't have the boy. I don't have the bad sickness and disease. Jesus already bore it on himself. Yes, we go around saying our headache, my son, my this, my that, but it's not yours. It's God. Hey, somebody. It's not yours. It's God. Thank you, Jesus. name. Thank you, Lord. Good evening, man of God, and thank you tonight for letting me be on this platform tonight. I appreciate it, and I magnify his name, and I thank God for it. And good evening to everyone who are listening tonight at the sound of my voice, and I speak to you by the aid of the Holy Ghost. I am your host tonight, Evangelist Virginia Valentine out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And we're in 52 weeks of love, week 37, amen? And those that have their Bibles, I want you to turn with me to 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verses 4 through 5. And it reads, "For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal or natural, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds," hallelujah, Jesus, "casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God," thank you, Father, "and bringing into captivity every thought unto the obedience of Christ." And I want to use for a subject from verse 4 and 5. Subject tonight is the mind. The mind is the battlefield. Did y'all get that? The mind is the battlefield. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. The mind. That's my subject tonight. Write it down. The mind is the battlefield. And I'm coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 through 5. Y'all know what? Listen, saints of God. Listen, my people, my co-laborers in the gospel. Life can catch any of us off guard at any time. Life can catch any of us off guard at any time when woe starts to wedge in our mind. The enemy will use every tool in his arsenal to weaken our relationship with God. Did y'all get that? But you don't have to be the victim. You don't have to be the devil's victim. Put him under your feet. I say put him under your feet. Luke 10 and 19 says, "Behold." By what "behold" mean, look. "I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you." Thank you, Lord God. Did y'all hear that? So saints of God, when you shred, you use your feet. I say when you shred, you use your feet. Am I right about it? To shred means to be oppressed with the feet. To step on or walk over. Amen. We got the power, saints of God. We got the power. We got authority. Jesus said it. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Get this, saints of God. When we don't know the power and authority we have, what the enemy do? Did y'all get that? Let me read that again. I don't think somebody got that. When we don't know the power and authority we have, what the enemy do is us having a loaded weapon and not using it when the attack comes. But we got the victory. We got the victory. I told y'all earlier, I got the victory today. We got the victory, y'all. Hallelujah. When the enemy shoots the fire of God, face of God. Y'all need to hear this. Listen. Listen in the spirit. Listen with your spiritual ears. When the enemy shoots his fire of God to your mind, your family, your ministry, your finances, stand with the whole arm of God on. And use the weapon he gave. Have you ever heard this? Have you ever heard this saying? I can't lose with the stuff I use. I'm going to say that again. I like that word. I can't lose with the stuff I use. It might sound funny, but when we use weapons, God has from a victory. Amen. I say amen. It might sound funny, but we use weapons God has given us. We will always have the promised victory. Amen. I say amen. Look at Ephesians, the 6th chapter with me, if you will. Starting at the 10th verse, the Apostle Paul says, finally, my brethren, and he's talking about you too, sister, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against a wise, a trick to deceive, a trap of the devil. He said, put on, Paul said, put on. This is your spiritual warfare. Put it on. You should put it on, and you should keep it on. You should have it already on. You should be fully dressed with this armor. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He is never above a trick or trying to deceive us. I'm talking about the devil now. He is never above a trick or trying to deceive us. Pull us into a trap. But he starts with our mind, y'all. The enemy starts with our mind, because our mind is a thought pattern, and he shoots fire a dot at the mind. You know what? Because the first piece of armor Paul mentioned is the hammer will begin to put thoughts in our mind to try and trick us and to believe that we are not who God says we are, but the devil is a liar. Did y'all get that? The enemy will begin to put thoughts in our mind to try and trick us and to believe we are not who God says we are. I say the devil is a lie. I am who God says I am. I am that I am, and that's all I am. That's what Jesus said. I am who I am, and you're who you are too. Say it. Say, I am who I am. Go ahead on and say it. Say it in the, I can't hear you. But I can hear you in the spirit. Say, I am. Say, I am what I am. Don't let the devil trick you and tell you you're not who God says you are. He's a liar. He's a liar. We are everything God say we are and some more. Yes, Lord. God is just as sure about us as anything we'll ever know. Who he says we are. It's just who we are. That's awesome. Who Jesus said we are is just who we are. Like I said before, when the enemy shoots his fiery dart, we have a part of the armor that shields them from prospering, and that is the shield of faith. Hello, somebody. I said, hello, somebody. Are y'all still there? Are y'all still there? Listen at this, saints of God. We must use the weapon that God has given us. Let me say that again. We must use the weapon that God has given. And we can declare, as in Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be shown to be the wrong. The Amplified Bible says in this way, no weapon formed against Virginia shall succeed. I put my name there. No weapon formed against Virginia shall succeed. They won't work. I'm going to say that again. I love that. No weapon formed against Virginia just to see. They won't work. Hallelujah. You need to put your name there. Pastor Eve, no weapon formed against you shall succeed. Mary, no weapon formed against you shall succeed. Irene, no weapon formed against you shall succeed. They won't work. Hallelujah. Melissa Terry, no weapon formed against you shall succeed. They won't work. Hallelujah, Jesus. Did y'all hear me? I said it won't work. They may form, but they won't work. The word of God is our armor, said Jesus. Our weapon, our ammunition. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 10, chapter verse 4. And it reads, for the weapon, hey somebody, for the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, worldly, or what can be seen with the eyes. But they are mighty, powerful, to God, to the pulling down of strongholds. Glory to your name, Jesus. The Amplified Bible says, for the weapon of our warfare are not physical weapons. Did y'all hear that? They are not physical weapons of flesh and blood. Our weapons are divinely powerful for destruction of fortress. What is a fortress, Evangelist Virginia? I'm glad you asked. Thank you for asking me tonight. It is a fortified place. It's a stronghold. What is fortified? It's to make strong. You see, saints of God, the enemy has made the stronghold last. So now, you know where they keep the gold? Yes. Well, he takes the mind and try to make strong his arguments and deception. And then we forget about who we are and whose we are and the power the Father has given us, my God. Did y'all hear that? It is the word of truth that tells us in Matthew 4:4. But he answered and said, this is Jesus. Jesus answered in Matthew 4:4. He said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. When I read that, Matthew 4:4, and he answered and said, it is written. This is Jesus. He said, it is written. And that same word Jesus using right here when he said it is written. When things come up against us, saints of God. Sickness or anything that try to come up against us and attack our body. We say what Jesus said. It is written. It is written. It is written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Every word that comes out of the mouth of God. His word is to live by. Y'all need to hear this tonight. His word is to live by, to fight with, to believe, to declare. Oh, saints of God, hear me today, or hear me tonight. Jesus spoke this. And who was he speaking to? Did y'all hear that? Can anybody tell me who was Jesus speaking to? I just heard somebody say the devil. You're right. He was speaking to the devil, our adversary. Yes, because he was tempted with the deception and trap the devil tried to put in him or on him and cause him to fall. Let me say that again. Because the devil was tempted with deception and trap. The devil tried to put on Jesus and cause him to fall. Before he went to the cross. But Jesus was on it. The Amplified Bible said it this way. It is written and forever remains written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. The word, it is written and forever remains written. It will ever remain written, y'all. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. You can't fight this enemy with a gun. Y'all need to hear this. Sit back, relax, and let's go for a ride, because I want y'all to hear this tonight. You can't fight this enemy with a gun, bomb, knife, whatever the natural weapon of choice is. But, oh, saints of God, we got mighty weapons. I said, we got mighty weapons, hey, Jesus, designed to take the enemy down. Are y'all with me? We got weapons that designed to take the enemy down, and we're going to take him down, but we got to do it together. We got weapons designed to take the enemy down, and we can do it, y'all. And we come together as one, we could take the enemy down, hey, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes. We can do it. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, under your coat, we can come together, y'all. We can take the enemy down. Only when we come together, not divided, not separated, but together as one. Thank you, Lord God. 2 Corinthians 4, chapter verses 5. The New Living Bible says it this way. Listen, y'all. We don't use those things the world uses. Did y'all hear that? Come on, I want y'all to listen. Listen. Listen, those who are on the line, those who are listening to me by the aid of my voice and the aid of my voice, the aid of my soul, hallelujah, Jesus. We don't use those things the world uses. Did y'all hear me? We don't use those things the world uses. No, we don't. We use the thing God gives to fight with, and they have power. Those things God gives to fight with destroy the stronghold, places of the devil. I need to back up, because I don't think somebody got this. We don't use those things the world use. You know, the world use knives. They use guns. They use their fists. They use their feet, and they kill. We use the things God gives to fight with, and they have power. Those things God gives to fight with destroy the strong places of the devil. And that's the word of God. Hey, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. Go ahead on, somebody. Hey, hallelujah, Jesus. Lift your hand. I can't see you, but I can see you in the spirit. Hey, somebody. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. We don't use those things the world uses. The world use their fists. They use knives. They use guns. And they use their feet. And they kill y'all. We use the things God gives to fight with. And they have power. Those things God gives to fight with. Destroy the strong places of the devil. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Saints of God, listen. Our thoughts get us in trouble. Y'all need to hear this. Saints of God, listen. Our thoughts get us in trouble more than anything else. This is because our thoughts are the root of every word and deed. I hope y'all got that. When Jesus was in the wilderness, the devil came with words to put it on Jesus' mind. But Jesus cast out every single one with what was written. That's what he said. Every single one the devil brought against, he said, it is written. The second time, he said, it is written. The third time when the devil came, he said, it is written again. You shall not tempt the Lord thy God, and only him shall thou serve. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That let us know that there is power. And what is written, y'all better hear me tonight. But Jesus cast down every single one with what was written. Thank you, Jesus. That let us know that there is power. And what is written, y'all hear this. There is power, and what is written? God has written down his thoughts for us in his book, the Bible. It's written down in his book, the Bible. You see, saints of God, what the enemy said and what Jesus heard, he could have acted on it. He could have acted on it, but it was deceptive and a trap. If Jesus would have acted on what the devil was telling, he never would have made it to the cross. Oh, y'all got to hear this again. Jesus, help me, Lord. Listen, saints of God. My co-laborers in the gospel. My sisters and brothers in Christ. If Jesus would have acted on what the devil was telling, he never would have made it to the cross. And we wouldn't be free today. I love it. 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 Oh, Jesus. I love it. Yes. Yes. You see, saints, what the enemy said and what Jesus heard. He could have acted on it. He could have acted on it. But it was deceptive. In a trap. If Jesus would have acted on what the devil was telling, he never would have made it to the cross. I had to say it again. He never would have made it to the cross. And we wouldn't be free today. You better thank Jesus for the cross. We need to thank Jesus for the cross. Because if he had not gotten to the cross, made it to the cross, and Jesus, we wouldn't be free today. I say we wouldn't be free today. Y'all need to hear this. We must protect our minds. I've been meditating. I've been reading this word. It was so awesome. I said, God, I need to bring it. The people got to hear this tonight. This was for tonight. This was not for tomorrow. This was not for next week. This was for tonight. We must protect our mind with the word of God. How do you protect your mind? You protect your mind with the word of God and prayer. Don't be deceived. Whatever God said in his word, he will do it. Don't try to go in alone. When the enemy comes in like a flood, oh God, the spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Yes, he will. Lift him up against him. Lift up a standard against him. Glory to, that's the kind of God I serve. Thank you, Jesus. We are mighty weapons, y'all. Saints of God, hear me tonight. Hear me as I speak to you by the sound of my voice and the aid of the Holy Ghost. We are mighty weapons. We have a God that will fight for us. We have his word. We have his Holy Spirit. We have the blood of Jesus that was shed for us on Calvary. We got the victory. Thank you, Lord. We got the victory. Thank you, Jesus. We got the victory. Thank you, Lord. What are you battling with today? I'm talking to somebody right now on this arm. Who are listening to me right now at the sound of my voice about aid of the Holy Ghost. What are you battling with today? What's fighting against the word of faith, truth? What's fighting against the word of truth? God doesn't think like that. Isaiah 55 and 8 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. Y'all know this scripture. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Nor are my ways your ways. Thank you, Lord God. Hello, somebody. Oh, Jesus. Nor are your ways my ways. Declare the Lord, say, Lord Jesus. For as high as the heavens are as higher than the earth, so are my ways. Let me back up. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, said Jesus. And my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Did y'all get that? God is not going to think about things the way we do. No, he's not. And he's not going to do things the way we do things. But we can trust him. Trust his word. His ways. And his ways of doing things. And Proverbs, the third chapter, verses 5 and 6. Say, trust in the Lord, hey, Jesus, with all of thy heart. And lean not unto your own understanding, but in all of your ways. Acknowledge him, and he shall, is a promise. He will direct your path. Trust. Hey, somebody. Trust. Hello, somebody. Trust in the Lord, somebody, with all of your heart. And lean not unto your own understanding, but in all of thy ways, all of your ways. You need to acknowledge God acknowledge him. Acknowledge him for what he's done. Acknowledge him for going on the cross. Acknowledge him for being God's son. Acknowledge him. Go ahead, because he is the truth. He is the truth. He is the truth and nothing but the truth. He said, acknowledge me and I will direct your path. Go ahead on somebody. Say, acknowledge God. Hey, Jesus. Hey, Jesus. Hello, somebody. The truth. The truth. Jesus is the truth. He said, I am the way. John 14 and 6 say, I am the way. I am the truth and I am the light. I am the way. He's the only way, y'all, that you can get to the Father. And that's through Jesus Christ. I heard a pastor say it, a big time mega church pastor say it. And I've been, oh Lord, I've been studying on this thing. I've been meditating on it. And I've just been just wrecking my brain. He said, there's more than one way to Jesus. And I don't know whether anybody on the line heard it or not. But he said, there's more than one way to Jesus. And my Bible tells me in John 14, chapter 46, there's only one way. There's only one way to God. And that's through, only one way to the Father. That's through Jesus. He said, there's many more ways, but I want to know what those ways are. We need to do some research. We need to do some study. Because I believe the devil is lying. I'm not saying the pastor, but something is wrong. He said, there's more than one way to the Father. And John 14 and 6, I hope y'all are hearing me tonight. Hey, there's more than one way. But my Bible tells me there's only one way to the Father, through Jesus. If the salvation you need, only one way, and that's through Jesus. By acknowledging him, he's the Son of God. Hello, somebody. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. Oh, when I heard it, I read it again last night. When I heard it, I said, the devil is a liar. Or somebody is a liar. There's only one way, my Bible tells me, to the Father. And here this man come along saying, there's more than one way. There's more than one way. But I tell you what, the devil want to use our mind for the battlefield. He want to use our mind for the battlefield. He want to use our mind for a target. When he shoots his fiery darts at us, he's shooting at your thought pattern. He's shooting at your mind. That's the only way he can get to you is through the mind. But you need to stand still and use the word that Jesus said, it is written. Get behind me, Satan. No weapon formed against me, devil, shall prosper. Put the word on it. When he shoots his fire, God set your mind, you got the word. Put the word on it. The man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Hey, I don't want sanity or kosher. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. I feel the power of God. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all you have done. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're going to continue to do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, Lord. The mind is the battlefield. I'm talking the battlefield for the devil. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Father. Oh, glory to your name. God, I love you.
Oh, we love you. We love you. Yeah, the mind is the battlefield. But who are you fighting for? No, it's not the. It depends on who you're fighting for. Because if you're fighting for the enemy, that means you're doing worldly things. Then you are destructive. But if you're on the battlefield for the Lord, oh no, your mind is now being taken over. We're at that. That's what we press for. Yes. That's what we reach for is that winning. Today I won. I'm high fiving you, evangelist. Today we won.
Yes.
I can say I don't need somebody to pat me on my back and say good job, good and faithful servant. I was good and faithful, so I know. So I don't need recognition. I don't need a pat on the back. I know that I have trusted God's word. Oh, we would not be having this conversation tonight if we weren't trusting the word of God. I could have done the broadcast. I could have done the broadcast. You could have laid down. You could have listened to what people were saying and what your body was talking about. But the miracle of God is that we can still speak and speak the love that surpasses the point of really submitting to Him.
Yes.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Maybe somebody on this line tonight that's dealing with submission and you need prayer. Dial one. Evangelist is here to pray with you. You may just want to give a shout out. You just may want to say, wow, what a word. Dial one right now. I want to give you an opportunity to come on the broadcast and be blessed by the woman of God. Now, earlier today, like I said, we was talking about illness and diagnostics and testises and all that. And now we're sitting here having a conversation that I ain't heard nothing but life. And this is the life that's more abundantly. Minister Terry, welcome to 52 Weeks of Love with Evangelist Virginia Valentine.
Good evening, beautiful family.
Good evening.
Good evening, mighty woman of God. I tell you, in pastory. I tell you, it is so good to speak with you. You know, I love you.
I love you.
And I miss you, but I know each and every day.
Come on.
You know, I miss that Friday because I used to be just over here just excited following behind you. But I tell you, I look forward. Praise God. And you know what? I was telling Pastor Reed last week, the enemy, like you said, I pressed once, seven times, and I wasn't able to get through. Pastor, he might have seen it, but he was playing the outro music. I said, Lord, give me strength here. But I had to rebuke him. But I praise God, and I thank Him, and I thank God for letting me get that word out because, it was awful.
I don't know what happened, but now the lines are, we got the lines lit up. The Holy Spirit just said, speak. Wait a minute. This ain't speak now and be heard. This is 52 Weeks of Love.
This is Evangelist Valentine.
I love you. I know you're going to come back. Let me get some of these folks that's pushing one now. Hold on. I'm going to bring you back, sis. Area code 251, last 4-6-4-7-8. You're live on 52 Weeks of Love. Good evening.
Good evening, Pastor E. This is Kimberly. And no weapon formed against Kimberly shall prosper. And I want to thank you, Eddie, for inviting me into this line tonight. And Evangelist Virginia, you are so wonderful. And God bless the both of you.
Thank you.
Hey, Kim, now this is, look, y'all, this is my homegirl from way back. I'm talking about elementary school. We go, if you ever hear somebody call me Eddie, you know, y'all don't want to know him either. I'm going to tell you now, you do not want to know him. But if you hear that name, you know this is somebody from my past that's really been connecting me from childhood.
Yes,
this is my sister.
Yes.
My sister. Yes. We have been through a lot. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Thanks. But you guys are... Yes. She's in Alabama. You're in Louisiana. You guys are closer than you are to me.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, so let's keep those connections going. God bless you, sis.
God bless you too, brother. God bless them both of y'all. But it's such a blessing how God joined me and Eddie back together because, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Goodness. It's truly a blessing. You are so wonderful. Both
if,
of you, our
if they only knew. If they only
if
knew.
If they only knew. We some walking testimonies.
Yes, Lord. Awesome.
Yes, we are. And
yes.
I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. And I just want y'all to continue to pray for me and my family. Keep us on the special prayer list, and I'll continue to pray for you all. And when Evangelist Virginia kept saying faith in God, it was like she was pointing me out because that's the name of my church.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Okay, look at this.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. But, Lord Jesus, it was a blessing. It was meant for my ears tonight because you said no weapon of formed against, and you said put your name in. So I needed to hear that. I needed to
praise
hear
God.
That because sometimes we all fall short of our faith, you know.
Yes.
So I can strengthen my faith, and I just need to remember to keep pressing toward my mark, you know. So
yes. Praise the Lord.
That's all I can do because I'm not perfect. None of us are. Your words did reach me tonight, and I want you to know I feel better. I feel better, and I'm going to walk here. I got this blessed oil, so you just made me go on and get up and bless my own house tonight through your word.
Yes.
Well,
and anoint yourself. Anoint yourself, my sister.
Yes, I am. Y'all anointing me, so I'm going to anoint my house. Thank
you. Love you, Kim.
Love you, Kim.
Love you, too. I love you, too.
Pastor Dwayne, welcome to 52 Weeks of Love. God bless you, man of God.
Man, I've been blessed, brother. I've been blessed. Listen to that fight from Baton Rouge. From Baton Rouge.
Yes.
I get a chance to hear on 52 Love on Friday night, you know, because there's nothing I'm not doing, but I get a chance to hear. And man, look, that mama, you on fire, girl. You on fire.
Praise God, Pastor.
I like your teaching. I like your teaching. You know, you lying on precept, precept on precept. And that's what the world needs to understand, that it's only one way. It's only one way. And it's not, a lot of everybody keep talking about it's many ways. No, it's one way. Man, you
one
on
way.
Well,
thank
fire.
You. Thank you.
You on fire. I'm in a dollar store, man. I was riding my car and I dropped off because I got to get some stuff for the kids to do at church. And I'm in this dollar store and I'm hearing you with this word. I'm like, man, I missed all this, man. You've been doing this for a while, and I know how you on fire. So, I mean, when I just started hearing you riding in the car, and my wife was listening, I said, "Listen to mama, man. She on fire."
I'm like, look, let's put him under the bus. Who was that? Because I don't know who was preaching that word, but there is only one way to the Father. Now, there are many ways to develop relationship with God.
Yes,
that's why I would really like to know what was said and who said it, because Jesus is the only way to God. But there are many ways to have relationship with him. So that's the difference in that. But let me tell y'all out there right now, if you think you can get to him by worshiping a house or a car or paying money or giving somebody else, they lying to you. There's only one way to God, through Jesus Christ.
And
the only way you can do it through Jesus Christ, that means you deny yourself, you take up your cross daily, and you follow him.
That's it.
That's the only way.
Yes.
That's the only way. That's the only way. And you can't get that. Hey, I thank you for that. I thank you for a bad rule, because you won't, girl, I'll tell you, you're on fire. Virginia.
God get
Virginia,
the glory. God get the glory,
Daphne.
All glory go to God.
52 weeks of love.
See, girl, you see, like the Holy Spirit told you. You don't call her mama, call her Virginia.
Virginia. My
yes.
God, my God.
Virginia.
You got your phone.
Oh, my God.
And they in the dollar store saying I'm loud, so I better calm down.
Well, amen. Bless you, man of God, all the way up in Wisconsin.
Yes, sir. Bless
y'all,
God.
Bless you and your wife. Bless you and your wife, Pastor Collins.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you. You want to say something to him?
Oh, no, go ahead.
All right. Well, you guys be blessed. You guys be blessed. And,
but we're still looking forward to get co-pastor on any opportunity that she's ready to speak at any time. Where the door is open, it stays open. Let her know that personally for me.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You know what? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This something just dropped down right now. Tonight we are starting a backup pool. If you would like to be available for the Now Network on a spur of the moment when someone has something else come up, can't make it, can't go do their show, we need a backup pool of preachers. We're going to start that pool, and Pastor Dwayne, can I put you over that? We're going to ordain you with that.
I told you already, whenever you speak, you spoke for me. So
we need a backup pool. Now we got Pastor Dwayne. Get in touch with him if you would like to get involved in the Now Network. We also are still looking for an intern, a young person that is on fire for the Lord, but also wants to speak about the real issues. We are looking for somebody. We're praying for that intern to come on board to be a part of the Now News Network. God is doing some things, but we starting that right now. We need that backup pool. Pastor Dwayne, that's on you. I just threw the ball way to Wisconsin. I'm gonna be sending people to you, and let's start getting that thing together. Ooh, look at God.
Yes, sir.
Look at God. Bless y'all, Apostle Barbara out of Dallas, Texas. I hope you're not riding around in your Corvette with your top off.
I was, but I had to do everything for this little 9-year-old birthday. And so I had to step out because the house is too loud. But anyway, I give honor, praise God to God. And I thank God for you, Pastor E. And I thank God for the woman of God, Evangelist Valentine. You just added fuel to the fire. And I saw fire blazing through the phone line.
Oh my God.
I said, God, everybody should have felt that. Praise God. You talk about you can't lose with the stuff I use, but when you got God, hey, a mind is a trouble tamed away. Hey, glory to God. I just had to say something, praise God. And it was just like fire shut up in my bone. And I said, Lord, these dry bones. Lord, take gray your clothes off. I said, put some bone on my bone, flesh in my flesh. I said, this woman of God is cutting up tonight.
Praise God.
So I enjoyed you. Praise God.
God gets to go a lot of times.
Yes, ma'am, you encourage all of our hearts and our minds because we don't want to waste our minds if we don't know the word of God.
And
like the man of God said, my line of precept, I said, you kept it simple that a 2-year-old can understand. So you have no excuse. And God is the only way. When you go into the inner court, the priest, that's where we come in at. Praise God.
You can't stay
on the outer court, but you got to get in the inner court where the ark, the apostle box is.
Amen.
So I just thank God, amen. Y'all said a mouthful, so I don't have to go over it, but I thank God for you. Thank you, Jesus.
I love you too. Amen.
But I'm not in the Corvette right now. I'm on the back porch. And the wind is beautiful out here, so. Praise God. I am available.
It's 90 degrees in Dallas right now. What you talking about?
I'm by the Joe Pool Lake, so it's beautiful out here. It's cool. It's windy. And God, it is so beautiful. The stars are shining. And I was just counting them and just looking at the airplanes fly over. I said, it's God good. He is so beautiful.
Look at God. Look at God. God bless you, woman.
Bless you, my sister.
I love you. Keep up the good work.
52
weeks of love. I got to have it all in my heart. Not just on the outward, but the heart, the mind.
Yes.
Pray for me. I love you. God bless y'all.
I love you, too.
Always.
God bless you.
You pray for me. I pray for you. You pray for her. She pray for us. We all pray for each other. That means we got something going. That means we are praying.
Yes. It's a fire blazing.
Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Fire.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else want to get involved in this conversation tonight and share with Evangelist Virginia? The word has went forth. The confirmation has been confirmed. And guess what? Now's your time to do better. I know I have plenty of notes here that I could twist and tweak some things to do better in my worship time with God. Come on. Let's give God praise tonight. Evangelist Virginia,
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you so much. As I said, I hate to say dial one, and then later on they'd be like, I was dialing one. But if I start putting other people under the bus, then they'd be like, why'd you do me that way? So I'll be really be trying to be conscious there, not to offend or anything like that, but want to give everybody another chance. If you would like to have a word on this broadcast tonight, go ahead and dial one on your keypad, and we will bring you in. Other than that, Evangelist Virginia, your closing remarks, and take us home.
Yes, Lord.
And if you would like a worship song, I'll feed off of what you say if that's what you like after that. But I definitely believe the Lord can lead us with something.
Yes, I would like that, man of God.
Okay.
I want to say to all those who are listening in tonight, God bless you, and God loves you. When the word of God said in John 3:16, it said, God so loved the world. He gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. That word shall is a promise. We shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God loves you. All of those who listen tonight, and those who couldn't get a chance to call or didn't call or was scared to call, that's okay. God loves you. He loves you with everlasting love. And man of God, I want to say to you tonight, I thank you for being who you are and being such an awesome man of God, anointed, powerful man of God. Just you allowed me to come on this platform on Friday night when I used to come on at 2 o'clock on Friday. I love Friday nights at 8 o'clock, and I want to thank God for you. I thank God for you allowing me to be on this platform on Friday to bring forth the word to the people of God. The people of God, I thank you very much. And I want to say I love you. I love the Now Network. I love the P2P Ministry. All the above, everyone, all who are listening. And somebody might want to share they CD or they tapes or whatever they link to someone. But man of God, thank you very much. And I'm glad God did what he did today. And he turned everything around. And I'm one person that is hard to knock down and stay down. You can't knock me down and I'll stay down. Because I'm getting back up. And when I get back up, I'm getting back up with the word of God. Like he said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was God, and the word was with God, and the word is God. And that 14th verse said, he dwelt among us. He became flesh and dwelt among us. And I thank you, man of God. I thank
you. Oh, you are welcome. You are
welcome.
You are welcome. But I'm just going to do what I do. I don't believe in quit. I believe in going before the Lord. And it didn't even. I tell you this afternoon, he was like, no, you know, the person in me was saying, no, don't hang up with her. But you had a lot going on. God said, hanging that phone up and go before you. I ended up dialing your number 3 or 4 times, and I was just laying my hands over your contact information on my phone and just saying, let me pray. Let me just pray. Pray those things to come to pass.
Yes.
Pray those things to stand in the gap. Let's get in the, you know, we always say we stand in the gap for somebody. Do you ever really actually get there? Oh, my God. I got in there today and said, let me get in the gap.
Yes,
so
Lord,
now look
where
we're
Jesus.
At today, because it's a miracle talking to a miracle.
Thank you, Jesus. A miracle. Play that song, A Miracle Worker. Hallelujah.
No, I don't have that one, but this is what the Lord had put on my heart. That first of all, we all need to see him personally. We all need to know him personally. We all need to recognize him personally. His voice has to be familiar to you. When you look up, you don't have to wait for the pastor to say God is in this place. You know that when there are 2 or 3 gathered in his name, he's there. You have to recognize God. So cry out tonight and say, show me you. Cry in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, man of God.
Bless you, woman of God.
Bless you.
Jehovah, fill this place. Let your blood come, heal this place. Erase, take away anything not like this.
We want you.
We want you.
God bless you, family. You are loved. Good night.